again. Welcome to Running Evolution's Couch to 5K session, week 3. How did your week go? This is the part where you can talk, curse, thank me, go ahead. Okay, so I hope you got this whole groove thing going. This week, we are going to talk about mental tricks of the trade, motivation, 5K planning, and goal setting. Let's go for a little walk to get warmed up. Here's a little walking music. All right, let's go for a nice and slow run. Okay, check your arms and your shoulders. Are they relaxed? Shake out your arms and stick out your chest. And keep running nice and slow. When you get tired, slow down, check your form, slow down, check your form, slow down, check your form. We'll be right back. I hope you're figuring out that this is just taxing mentally as it is physically. And there are some tricks of the trade. For the first one, you are listening to it. Someone talking to you so you aren't listening to your head asking you why the heck you're doing this. That helps. Music is also a great tool and gets you going and keeps you going. And it's also a great way to listen to cheesy candy pop in the privacy of your own bed. I also like other podcasts well about anything. Any interest in the world, I'm sure there's a podcast out there for it. Or books on tape. Hey, get smarter and fitter in one fell swoop. That's kind of multitasking, right? And get a friend, a partner in crime or running. People run in packs. Humans are pack runners. And it's harder to convince another person to stop and walk than just you. It's peer pressure at its best. And if you have a friend who is supportive, ask them to run and walk with you. It makes the time fly by, and a post-workout beer or coffee to help celebrate is always nicer with company. one is incentives. Bribes, prizes. I love prizes. Who doesn't love prizes? Treat yourself to a new shirt, socks, shorts for every week you run. It'll be funner to slip those prizes on and keep your motivation alive and kicking. Quick walk break and think about some of the prizes you can have. All right, let's get going again. Another great thing to do when you're lacking motivation is tell yourself you're only going to go out for 10 minutes. 10 minutes. You can do that. You can totally do that. Most likely 10 minutes turns into 30 minutes and then maybe 10 miles if you're all crazy and stuff. I actually had this happen to me one time when I was going out for 3 miles and it turned into 10 miles when I was listening to a podcast. It could happen. I also like to trick my body into going running downhill. It's like popping the clutch on your runs. Gravity is a great way to get warmed up. market to running a 5K. If you've never done one before, it's not all elite runners and fast people. Most of them are for everyone, and lots of people walk the whole thing. Some people dress up in costumes, and there's usually yummy snacks at the end. Lots of fun, no pressure. You won't come in first, but the chances of you coming last are coming slimmer and slimmer the more and more you run. And even if you do come in last, you're still beating the pants off of everyone who's still on the couch. Your goal for the first 5K is to finish and to have fun. You can try to make good time and whip your friend's butt on the next race. The first one should be all about seeing what they are about. Your local running store will have a list of 5Ks and the good old internet where you can Google 5K in your town. Go find one and sign up for it. And for the 5K, I like having three sets of goals. Finish should be the first one. Second one is realistic, where you can run for the whole way except for 5 minutes. And the third one, when all the stars are aligned and you feel awesome, that's your rock star race. Just make sure that you make it to the finish line and that you have fun. Hopefully, you'll be all hopped up in endorphins and have a big smile when you hit the finish line. And make sure you get some good pictures of your first 5K to post on all your friends' pages. And when you get to the first 5K, find people who look like you. These are your people. Some of the people in the front will be wearing teeny shorts and look like they might blow away in the wind. These people might be winning. This is not you. Keep your eye out for the people who you can hang with and maybe talk to while you're running. Tell them it's your first 5K. Remember, runners are rad and supportive, and unless they've been running since birth, they remember their first 5K too. A couple other running goals to have is high-fiving all the kids, thanking the volunteers, and waving to all the cheers. It'll make your race so much more fun. My first 5K, it was awesome. I ran so slowly and cried like a little girl at the end. I did a half marathon 6 weeks later and a full marathon a year later. But it was that first 5K that was so emotional for me. Okay, let's take a walk while I pull it together. right, let's get going again. Here is your weekly assignment. So, farther out goals. I want you to go home and write down three goals. Running goals that you want to accomplish in the next 3 months. One per month. Make them realistic and put a due date on them. Try to think of any obstacles that might come up and think of solutions for these possible hiccups. Childcare, long work hours, not enough time. Ask friends to kick in and help to make these happen. Put it out there and ask for help. If I need to get something done, I ask for accountability from my sister. It works like a charm. You'll be amazed at how people are willing to help you out when you put your goals out there. All right, you are done. Don't forget to stretch and also go home, get your goals done, and look for a 5K. I will see you next week. Way to go. You did it. I will talk to you next week. Nice job.